time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. You're listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. Now, when you talk about religions or politics, it usually put a division line between the people. I'm just an ordinary guy, just want to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced life. This show is about ordinary people and ordinary pain. Not the kind you see on television, like the wife of Atlanta or basketball wife. I'm trying not to put a division line among the people, but to unite all people. And the topic of the show is Into the Storm. And the scripture that we will be coming from is 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 11. But at this time, let me open up with a prayer. I would like to approach your throne and ask you to help us to let go all the hurt and the pain. If we just can't let it go, help us to change how our reaction to what happened to us in our past. And let us know that the only thing required from us is love. This I pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about right here. For real, though. We got to go hard for the Lord, you know? God knows I ain't perfect, but His Son is. Amen. Lord, help us stop being odd and start representing God. Don't judge me, I won't judge you. Love me, and I love you. I'm no one special, Lord, but in your eyes I'm special, see. And changing me from glory to glory, your specialty recipe. I pray you get the best of me. You taking all my worst, Lord. G-O-E, God over everything. Help me put you first, Lord. Prime position, no switching. My mission is vision. Godly love relations, no religion. Rebuking division. Separate the partition, Lord God, because we are Christians. Regardless, we're all the body of Christ. So help us remember who God is.
Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man.
Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man. Help me be who I'm supposed to be for your purpose and plan. Lord,
You are now rocking with HBM. Humble Beginning Ministry. Receiving myself and Mr. LP. We're gonna bring you something that's new. You know you ain't heard it before. It's called Our Revival and Hip Hop School.
Make no mistake, the vision's written and it makes plain. Next begin, it's coming through and we're changing the game. We're bringing our revival and hip hop. Smoking hot beats with a whole lot of gospel. Trying to attract the new kind of crowd. Ones that love Jesus and ain't scared to say it loud. And know what it means to sing a new song. Rocking with God all day and all night long. Now this is fun, but we gotta keep it real. We wanna save souls and help this nation heal. Cause in these streets we see a whole lot of sorrow. So in our music we try to bring hope for tomorrow. God gave us this music so you can change your mind. Giving him the glory and letting his light shine. So open your mind, cause I know that it's possible. Listen to this R and Bible and hip hop for
reminding you for the best tips and advice on the music business, tune in to HipHopNationalRadio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8 p.m. on the...
Hi, I'm Val Derbebe, and I've got the perfect gift to give your friends and family this Christmas. It's from Nikki Gumbel, the tiny book of Why Christmas. This easy-to-understand booklet delivers the fundamental truth about the importance of Christmas and who Jesus Christ is. The Val Derbebe Show and Hip Hop National want you to have a free copy. At Hip Hop National's website, just click on Contact Us, or at ValderBBShow.com, click on Email Valder. On our website and our email, simply enter Why Christmas and we'll send you a free copy. We'll even handle the postage because we want you to have a happy holiday. This Christmas giveaway is brought to you by Nikki Gumbo, the creator of Why Christmas, Hip Hop National Radio, and BalderBBShow.com.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard Hip Hospital by HBM. And before then, you heard I'm Not Me. You know, we accept all genre of music, gospel, hip-hop, pop rock, R&B and country, and et cetera. We are hip-hop with a twist. The only thing we ask of you to keep it clean. We can get the word out on your music and to your new fan base. Upload your MP3 to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. And the topic of the show is Into Your Storm. And the scripture that we will be coming from is 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 11. And it reads, "But let him turn away from what is bad and do what is good. And let him seek peace and pursue it." You know, every day is a new day. You have to say to yourself, "I can enter this race of life and I can be a winner in life." I heard somebody the other day say they was tired of trying. I said in my mind I was tired of not trying. See, we sometimes give up on things in life too easy. Yes, it's going to be hard because it's life. It's up to you to deal with whatever you are confronted with in life. Sometimes you got to dig down deep and gut it out within yourself and tell yourself, "I can handle this. I can make this work. I just need to gather my mind and get focused in life." So many people in your life or so many things in your life clutter your thoughts and your thought patterns. Sometimes you have to get to a quiet place in your life and just sit down so you can meditate and gather yourself. Therefore, keep reaching towards your cry for help. Give yourself time to push forward, to turn your pain to love. So you will adjust your purpose. It's not to get the best from this world, but to give your best to this world. Sometimes you have to get to a quiet place in your life and just sit down so you can meditate and gather yourself. Life is just like a bully. Every day he see you, he's going to pick on you. So you have to fight him every day. But each time you fight him, you begin to learn something about him. You learn how to defend yourself and what you need to do to get prepared, how to fight him. Eventually, he's going to get tired of fighting you because he sees you're not getting scared of him. You continue to grow and getting stronger and stronger. His threats is getting weaker. Now, it reverses on him, but he's getting scared of you. But he don't want you to realize that. But as you continue not to back down and keep fighting that person or that thing in life, it will surrender. That's the law of life. Some animals have been created with a remarkable ability to hibernate and survive the harshness of a cold winter in an extended period of food shortage. As people, we have some of these traits. We put ourselves to sleep. We hibernate who we are on the inside because we are beneath other people's opinion of us. So we become like the dead leaves that's fallen off the trees. And we just lying under the pile of the leaves and waiting for someone to rake them off of us. As your fears absorb in moisture beneath the dead leaves, see, the soil been nourishing you with life, waiting for growth. But fear is smothering your life and overlapping you without a way to manifest your greatness you haven't yet discovered about yourself. Because it wasn't no one to encourage you what you long to become. See, without sunlight and water and regular love, you would not grow healthy in life. Without someone to see the life there. We live in a time where people who may have good intention, but who lack the power to carry them out. The reality is that many people do find it very difficult to put faith in anyone's promise. Sometime in life, our misery become our mission, and some people's fantasy become their reality. See, when you think Jesus' love is absent, that didn't mean his love was not activated. See, unsatisfied what became a tragedy. We should have had enough what is not right. See, the highway to Jesus' heart should have turned you away from bad things. See, love come free. See, love can free you from needless fear. Deceived it with underlying issue might you face in life. Be discerning will contribute to you feeling lonely. Now, if you declare war with yourself over this issue, you are in for a strenuous battle, a battle almost certain to lose. See, bad association with life have many regrets, whether you like it or not. See, I ask myself, why would a God of love permit evil? So I revisit my standards and came to the conclusion to improve the way that I reacted. So I asked God to take away my pain. God said, no, it's not for me to take away, but for you to give it up. Then I asked God to grant me patience. God said, no, patience is produced out of tribulation. It isn't granted. You must become unsatisfied and let a limitation have its way with your decision. See, that inner child in you, what was hurt at a point in your life, where the pain confuses your judgment. Now, it is affecting your life. So now you're making choices that hurt in every step in your life. Picking bad relationships, people abusing your body and your mind, and people telling you that you can't make it in this world without them. And nobody wants you. So you need to switch the mind game and ask them, why are you with me? They will try to give you a crazy answer like, I feel sorry for you. Be darkened individuals cannot see your glory. So people will try to force their pain in your life. The key to true freedom is independence from other people's opinion of you. See, a encouragement must be between your heart and mind. Only then can wisdom begin to act with discretion and begin to direct your steps. See, the evil is trying to materialize the kind of heart you have. See, love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. If you are experiencing inner conflict on account of your imperfection, may love move you to pray. We need to realize that the devil, the one who first disrupted the universal peace, to observe the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace. Now, do you pray about such love? Become kind suggests that at least to a certain degree, we may not have been kind and that we might or that we may need to improve our first impression of love and authority. If it is important to you, you will find a way. If not, you will find an excuse. See, countless people are slow to their responsibility to try to readjust and become kind to one another. See, one who has attempted to glue two things together knows that both surfaces must be clean before a proper bond could be connected. But as individuals, how can we unleash our pain? We need to develop a complete lowness of mind and mildness. First, we form good habits. Then, they form us. Subject yourself to a final test. Unite yourself to love in a unity bond of peace. See, a shining light may reveal a danger or an obstacle on your pathway, but it does not remove it. We must act wisely on what we see. At time, of course, we all make mistakes. When that occurs, life is real. See, God took the shield from circumstances so that you can grow. To gain freedom from the influence of this world is to render the difference between the now and the past. It's a terrible thing to live without love. See, the conscience that will die. Until you step over into love, powerful emotions are involved. Are you willing to overlook past wrongs? Do what you can and don't hold any grudges for anything that happened in your past as you was growing up. Learn how to let go of things in your life so you can manifest all the greatness you haven't yet discovered about yourself. See, we let circumstances convince ourselves from reaching our goals. See, we contemplate on the fragments of our life and let people torment what we have in our hearts. No, stop catering to the weakness. Take back your control. Take charge of your life. Intrude your presence upon this world. See, when things begin to change, that's when people will become a threat to your confidence. Only then you are rendered a stable place. See, bad impulse dominate our life and forbid us to see clear. See, we embrace in the confidence of silence to deliver us from the tendency to engage in the battle of something positive. See, we are disillusioned by all the broken promises, and some have betrayed people's confidence and exploited people's love. See, time and time again, people are promised much, but receive little. It's not difficult to understand why people become skeptical of any promises. Of course, see, many people doesn't have a reasonable balance to deal with whatever they are confronted with in life. See, people look for other people's weakness to make themselves look stronger. See, you can't be two people at one time. Sometimes we try to become our pain. So we try to manifest our weakness as a strength. So many people choose weakness to get out of a task that God has for us. That's why people don't achieve our goals. There are so many empty quarters people with nothing in them anymore, because they became confused. We have the prospect not only to live forever, but also to be loved forever with the right attitude toward God's mercy. But through my observance of people, I realized the misconception when some people look for attention in other people because they can't get it from who they need it from. So they tolerate being ignored because they feel like the person is harnessing bitterness in their life, so they are so forgiveness of this person, to the point that they desire to make them happy by trying to take away their emptiness. But in the process, that's what they took out of themselves. Their happiness is gone. So then you rely on other people to put it back in you. Stop measuring yourself against other people. Avoid becoming paralyzed with fear. Hold fast to what is fine, and be determined to please God. See, the walls in your life is there for protection against people who claim to love you, but people use sly promises and insincere expression of affection to devour someone. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You are listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. Analyze the detail of the obstacles, how you overcame them, how a new chapter to your life is being written. And what will it say? What will it be? What will be recorded in people's mind of your life? See, many people blame others for their pain, and people look for other people's weakness to make themselves feel stronger. If you feel that I'm trying hard to do what is right, but it's difficult when I feel that I'm being criticized all the time, so you need to show yourself more freedom from someone else modifying your expectations. And grant yourself time to acknowledge how you feel about your insight about life. And stop letting life fears unjustify your dreams. You don't always get what you wish for, but you always get what you work for. Reaching your goal, if it's important to you, you will find a way. If not, you will find an excuse. If you refuse not to move out the way of life problems and face them head on, only then you will become unsatisfied, letting limitation have its way with your decisions. But what you do with the rage is within your control. You must have two hearts, one for the old you and one for the new you. To get in unstuck, make the mark how you have the power to change your life. How do you develop trust in him? You learn as much as you can by reading the word of God and meditating on what you read every day. Keep those negative people out of your life. When they see you sinking, they will not reach down and pick you up and help you to get back to the top of the water, but to let you sink. Stop letting people in life take us down to the bottom, and we will not try to swim to save ourselves from this world of people having no good intention to help you. So they have no honor what they feel, because their lives have no hope or inspiration in their life or motivation to do anything with their life. Take down the division line between ourselves and stop the blaming and stop blaming each other for what is going wrong in our life. Let's work together to understand one another and talk things out before we make a decision without looking at the consequences of our actions. When you see a train track, if you wonder how far these tracks go, you are one of the many that will not be able to see life to the fullest, because you are disillusioned with all the pain in your life, not able to look through your spiritual eye at life. See, if you had a spiritual eye, the question shouldn't be how far these tracks go, but how many people died laying these tracks. So many people can't see the sacrifice what was made. Do you ever wonder, my name was being treated with disrespect? See, when you see homeless people, you start judging appearance, talking about the outward appearance, never taking a second, just wondering about what kind of heart they have. Instead, you see them. You see that. You see what. You doesn't see what kind of heart they have. Instead, you see them being weak and not bearing fruit. Somewhere in life, God took the shield from their circumstances, also that we can grow. Let us let them know that I walk this path with you, not as a leader, but as a companion and a friend. The question is, where do I want to be when it comes to my emotions, in the driver's seat or in the passenger seat? See, life cuts so deep, you must be able to heal quick or be able to have patience to heal before you encounter another cut from this cruel world. Direct your heart successfully, no matter how unlovable or worthless they seem. So therefore, keep reaching towards their cry for help. Give them your time to push forward to enable their hectic impulse to remember the kind act of love you pour out of your heart, expressing deep sorrows. See, if you doesn't get any God word and take them to the heart, you will go blind to people's cry for help or become cold-hearted to others. So you must have love to be able to see life as a gift instead of a curse. See, there is a tendency to fuse the condition of life with the process of life. When that happens, life itself becomes hard to live. Life is a process of taking what you have and turning it into something worthwhile. So your willingness to do this determines the condition of your life. In life, certain people will impersonate understanding. They will smile at you. They will assure you that everything is just fine. It will make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. They may even say, yes, I understand. Yet, when the moment comes for a demonstration of understanding, what you get is misinterpretation and misrepresentation. and miscommunication, and you will probably get blamed for the misunderstanding. Certain people will impersonate compassion and concern. They will have you convinced that they have your best interests at heart. When the moment calls for a demonstration of compassion and concern, what you will experience is abandonment, betrayal, rejection, abuse, or neglection. See, you feel like, I can't tell the difference if you're a thief or a friend. See, both hate your wealth. Thieves steal your possession when they left unattended. See, friends, you give them your wealth within you, and all that within you is destroyed because you thought they would use it to help. Instead, they use it for selfish reasons to gain access to your precious possession. That can be your job or the one that you love. Unless you take a time to clarify the beginning, you may find yourself in the company of an experienced imposter at the end of the friendship. So we all know that one person, that every time you see them, they complain about something or somebody. Just as a negative person, they're just a negative person. The person becomes like glaucoma, slow and steady, and without any warning, cause damage to your relationship with who you have with God, your creator. See, the darkened individuals cannot see the whole picture or make discernment about situations. See, they can't make clear decisions about everyday problems that occur in their life. For example, let's say this. If you're riding down the road and you feel your tire shaking and bumping as you're going down the road and it starts to shake it, and you pull over and you stop, and you realize that you only have one lug nut on your car that's holding your tire on. Now, the average person can't figure out what to do. But the person that has that spiritual eye, the only thing you need to do is take one lug nut off each tire. And that will give you four lugs. So always try to look through your spiritual eye and make a decision in life. See, glaucoma can steal up to 90% of your vision in one eye without you being aware of it. See, all of us have a natural occurring blind spot. That's the eye of light. But we call this the spiritual eye. See, this eye can foresee the end of results. That's just like if you buy a house. For everybody else, it's a beat-down, rag-out house. Now it looks useless and no good. But that spiritual eye can see how it will look if you do some work to it. The spiritual eye will be able to look beyond what everybody else cannot see. And that's the beauty hidden in the dark. The most common glaucoma is slow and steady, and without any warning cause damage to the nerve structure that connect the eye to the brain. This is the spot on the pupil where your nerve is devoid of light since it fails. So your spirit is the same way. If you do not get any God word and take it to the heart, you will go blind to people's cry for help or become cold-hearted to others. You must have love to be able to see life as a gift instead of a curse. You know, we accept all genre of music, that gospel, hip-hop, pop rock, R&B, country. We are hip-hop with a twist. The only thing we ask of you is to keep it clean. You can get the word out on your music and to your new fan base. Upload your MP3 to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. And if you would like to call in and to participate with the show, only thing you have to do is press 213-559-2995. And the topic of the show is Into the Storm. And the strip of which that we can't. Mm-hmm.
We do have, I do, I apologize. We do have a whole panel of callers.
Okay.
You want me to go bring in some numbers real quick?
Yeah, bring in some numbers.
All right. 818-358. State your name, where you're calling in from.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Don Jr. I'm the CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, and I definitely want to call in and chime in on this topic. Peace to the administrators of the Hip Hop National brand and to all the other people that got the text message that came in. We all understand that it's a powerful Sunday, and I want to just chime in on the topic a little bit, and I'll be very brief, brilliant, and gone. One thing about being in a storm, that means that there's water. Everything on this earth needs water in order to grow. Jesus is a living water. When you read the Bible, it's mentioned numerous of times about water. Now, if we think about things on a scientific level, water makes everything grow. Anything that you pick up or you ingest into your system, it has water as the main base. Water and salt most of the time. Sometimes you put two elements together that don't fit. That's how salt is made. Now, salt is one of the things that we know, we love. That's what we're looking for in any tasty thing that we eat. 95% of the stuff, if you pick it up and look at any grocery aisle, it's going to talk about salt being one of the bases. But salt is a toxin, and the only way that salt can work is being informed with another toxin. Now, if you have one of these toxins without the other one, it won't work. This whole topic is about going through a storm. With the rain coming into your life, with the bad situations, we want to take these bad situations and turn them into good. Sometimes we don't want to grow. Change hurts. And if you ask any bodybuilder, anybody that's ever hit a gym that it went from 500 pounds, not with liposuction surgery or anything like that, but went from 500 pounds down to 200 pounds, and they did it all naturally, they had to break their muscles, break their cycle, change their routine, do everything that didn't feel good in order to have a better way of life. Now, you're up under the sound of my voice. You're listening to the Hip Hop National Radio Show. You know, it's a lot that's going on here. The call-in number is 213-559-2995. Now, everybody's going through a different storm. Everybody's going through a different situation. But as these storms and situations happen, we have to remember in the Bible, in the book of Romans, it teaches us everything works for the good who love God. All things work together. The only way, and the first thing is we, and I'm not quoting it, I'm paraphrasing. But if you look in the book of Romans in chapter 8, I don't want to go exactly to the scripture. I want you to read the whole chapter because you got to understand what's going on. But if you look in the book of Romans in chapter 8, it explains that God has an ultimate plan for those people who love God. And at the same time that we love him, he's going to reveal his plan to us. So with us knowing that, we have to break certain relationships. We have to break certain muscles. We have to break down because God is the ultimate potter. With him being the ultimate potter, he can put those pieces back together at the right anointing at the point in time. Now, once he put that cohesion and that cohesiveness, just like super glue, once that's connected together, just like the sodium chloride and the stuff that and the helium, that I mean the hydrogen, I'm sorry, I might be off on my atoms or whatnot, but the stuff that makes salt, if you really break it down on a scientific level and look at what makes salt, individually it can kill us, but together it's infectious for everything that we have. It's just like water. We need this rain, and we need to look at this rain as a positive situation because if we don't ever go through something, we can't take somebody else through anything. We need a guy for everything that we do. I love what's going on here at the Hip Hop National Radio brand. As it goes on, I support the brand. That's why we brought the Entertainment Worldwide Network team members in here because as a conglomerate and being a man of God and a man of integrity, we all are put on this earth to help one another. We're not going to be able to provide all the help, the person on the other end receiving the help. All we can do is with the spiritual eye, just like my brother said, I love what you said. All we can do is look with a spiritual eye, not look at what they're saying, because 95% of it is not going to be delivered like we want to deliver. God don't answer 95% of our prayers. He answered the things that we need, so we have to look at that same energy and realize that Jesus died on the cross. He bore every infraction and infriction we can ever bear, and our whole purpose on this earth is to be more Jesus-like. So no matter how much
Excuse me, John.
Don.
Brett Long,
Don,
let, Oh, okay, John. Okay. Let me bring in another caller to participate in what you're talking about, and we can open up this 519. State your name and where you're calling from.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is Mac Money calling in from Tennessee, their 423 area code, COO of Black Hope Productions. I am an artist, and shout out to my homie Don Jr., CEO. God bless him for everything he's done for us. We are actually, I've actually heard what Don was talking about, you know, and anything we do, people have to realize, you know, without God, you know what I mean, there's nothing we can do. We have to put him first, and if you put him first, you know, your footsteps are ordered, your path is paved, and, you know what I mean, everything in your life comes, you know what I mean, blessing after blessing. So we just have to pay homage and make sure we keep that, you know what I mean, and to let them know, you know, that, hey, look, God is real. He's right there. You know what I mean? And with that love that he shares us, we can change the world with that, you know. And I mean, like right now, we're actually on our 45 Days of Difference tour, where we're in our local community just reaching out, just helping out. And you know, I'm going to tell you what God did for us today. Today, my wife is in the military. They had their annual Christmas dinner. So they had a whole lot of food cooked. Half the people there were expecting didn't even come. So they had all this extra food left. We have over 10 pounds of turkey, probably about 20 pounds of boneless sliced turkey, the same amount of stuffing. I mean, we've got countless rolls. I mean, so much food. And we were like, okay, what can we do? Who can we feed today? This food is hot. Let's get somebody's belly full. What can we do? So we came home, and we went to our local police department, and we found that we had a homeless shelter right here in our own city. So by the grace of God, he directed this homeless shelter. Every Sunday they have where they set up from 5 to 8, and they have a meal. We came and talked to the lady. They didn't know what they were going to do for the meal today. You know, and we had all of this. And then we also had a whole we had like 18 bags of just filled to the brim of toys, you know, for a brand new toy, you know, for little girls and little boys. We were actually able to bring them because they were looking for toys to give the little girls. So God just put us in a situation in a matter of 30 minutes to put all this stuff together to help somebody because we allow him to work our lives first. So, I mean, you know, and everything that we're doing, it's fabulous. It's going good. So many people are here to eat. I mean, it's wonderful. I mean, just praise God. Just praise God.
Okay, with that being said, could you hold on? Let me bring in another caller that is on the line. 954-304, will you state your name and where you're calling in from? And to participate with what the gentleman is talking about, could you add on?
Yes, hi, this is Ariel. Again, I'm just listening to your show. And I see you talking about a storm. You know, I feel like, of course, we're going to always be in a storm. You know, the devils are a storm. We always have a battle. We have to fight. So, but I think around us is the presence of God. So no matter what storm we're in, I think we have to remember that, you know, God is not a storm. God is more powerful than the storm. So the storm is like afraid of God and His presence. So we got to make sure we have love around us, and we know the difference between right and wrong. So that when there's a storm and we know it's a storm, when we can recognize it's a storm, we literally just stand still, knowing that the storm is going to leave because it's afraid of us. So we don't have to be like, oh, my God, it's a storm. Oh, my God, it's a storm. Let's run. We just have to just know that God is going to push the storm away. So that's it.
Okay. For you just saying that, R.L., I just thought about that scripture. Well, I thought about Jesus when he was on the boat and the storm was raging. Everybody on the ship was asking, you know, why, how can he sleep like this? And, you know, we in a storm. Everybody was panicking and so scared. And Jesus got up and he said, peace, be still.
Be still.
Peace, be still. That was a powerful thing when I read that when he told peace to be still, nature. That notified me that Jesus is love. He have control
Amen.
Over everything.
Amen.
Over everything. So if you refuse not to move
Always.
Out the way of life problems and face them head on, only then you will become unsatisfied, letting limitation have a way with your decision. And I like these gentlemen that came on here and talking about how they food, this incident that they had all this food over there, and that God provided a them with all this food in 30 minutes was able to do so much. And I can, and right. like I say, I'm very overwhelmed with the calls on the line. To hear these kind of testimonies, it really, you know, inspired me. And I just wanted to let y'all guys know, you know, we all in the storm, and we all need each other.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
And that's the biggest thing in the storm is sticking together, helping one another. Because there is a valley in life we all go through. And it's a very lonely valley. And in this valley, there are places and things in our life that, you know, we fell short of. You know, we're not always is on the top.
Amen.
Of our game in our life. We all got demons and things which we fight. Once you see your brother down in that, in the valley, sometimes you got to go down there and get with your brother. And you got to, you know, take off all those old personalities and attitude and be able to, all that zealous and embassy other people and get down there to help somebody.
You did a minute ago, we actually broadcasted your name or whatever and told them, you know, provide donations to them. You know, we just found out that we have a homeless shelter that really want to do big things, help a lot of people. So, you know, they donate.
Okay. Yeah, so, but do you have anything else to say, Dawn, to bring to talk about or experience that you've been through that you would like to share, you know?
I want to thank all my people for calling in. I got people from all across the country calling in. I mean, you heard from Mr. Mac Money, but I'm sure there's some other callers calling in as the show goes on, man. And I'm a big supporter of Hip Hop International.
Let me say this. I want to thank you, Don, because I see that you did really reach out to your archive of people. And I want to thank all of you guys for showing up. And I see you got mad love from old boy Don Jr. Don Jr., me and him have been through the storm. But with the grace of God, God is leveling out the playing field so we can do business and communicate.
Amen.
So I want to say thank you. I thank you very much, John. This is a great topic. It not only touched notes on what happened back in the biblical days, but it's touching on what's happening right now. Even here today.
Come on.
We got to say like this, man. It's an appreciated note in what you're saying. Don Jr., thank you for reaching out to your people. He needs the support, too. I appreciate you guys for y'all stepping out. We're going to go to area code 385-236. State your name, where you're calling in for, and take the support.
Hi, this is Casey King, CEO at Leo Phoenix LLC. How you guys doing today? I just barely caught the last maybe 2 minutes of your program. I didn't know what the topic was. I just wanted to say amen and thank you.
The topic is into the storm.
Into the storm.
Into the storm.
Like the movie Red Dawn?
I want you to break it down. Break it down to him, John. Give him
into the
storm.
Into the storm is that we're talking about everyday life. A lot of people try to run away from themselves, don't want to face the music in life. And sometime in life, we got to turn away from what is bad and start doing some good things in life and pursue that goodness in life and helping one another and stuff like that. Just like y'all, KC King there, just reaching out and trying to participate with the show and stuff like that. Hey, that's mad love. You step into the storm to help us to calm our storm down. That's basically what talking about.
Okay, that's right along the lines of what Leo Phoenix LLC's mission statement is. So I think that might even be just it.
Like I say, we enjoy. Today is very overwhelming for me because we got so many calls on the line. And like I say, and that's really touches me because that inspired me to keep out here trying to reach those people out there in the store. There's a lot of unsung heroes out here that people doesn't recognize all the hard work that they do. And this one thing we would like to take Hip Hop National to the next level to be able to recognize all the people doing the hard work out there that's be overlooked by the main media. Doesn't give us a chance to recognize There's great people out there doing a lot of great things in life. And we need to turn around our attention and put on those people and stop all this chaos about dividing people with so much negative things to say on television about each other.
Exactly. Media is, sorry to interrupt you, but media is extremely negative. I dislike the fact that people are they're enjoying it sells. It doesn't necessarily enjoyment. I mean, it gets views, but it doesn't cause any optimism or fulfillment. And actually, I needed to give a big shout out to Don Jr., CEO, because he's actually who got my foot in the door in this industry. One of the very few people that believed in me as well.
Oh, wow.
And his Miss K as well.
I'll give you guys a heads up too. Don Jr. is behind, and this is the truth. Don Jr. When you look at the logo of Hip Hop Nashville, Don Jr. is the one who did it. Don Jr. is a very good graphic guy, very good at his work. I'll always pull his coattail in that area. Don Jr. has been a great guy, and he's a great mentor in coaching me to put in Hip Hop Nashville together. That's real.
That's with Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio.com.
You know, Don Jr. CEO. Like, it's really hard sometimes, you know, you meet people, you know what I mean, and so you just don't establish a connection, you know what I'm saying? But I've known Don, you know what I mean, for just a few months now, you know, and I mean, just him, you know what I mean, just the presence that he carries, you know, you can just see the veil of God around him, you know what I mean, you can just see the veil of God around him, you know, and I mean, when I first, you know what I mean, met the guy, you know what I'm saying, we were on prayer and scripture, it was on the same level. You know, and to be able to develop a relationship with somebody, you know, like, I feel like he's my brother that I never had. You know what I'm saying? I can pick up the phone and I can call him, man, and just tell him, hey, man, my day's not going too good. You know what I mean? You got a scripture for me. Can we pray? You know what I mean? And it's never no time that's too late or never no time too early. You know what I'm saying? And I just lost a cousin over the Thanksgiving holiday, you know, and Don was right there for me, you know what I mean? And he puts me in mind of that cousin because he was really positive and an influential person too, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I look at Don as like his blood run through my veins, man, and that's really special. And I'm just really thankful that God had put me, and, you know, me and Albino, you know, right there with him, you know what I'm saying? And he took, you know, he took Black Cold for this whole
thing. I'm going to have to cut you short, man, because we got about 8 minutes, and I got to give this floor back to John Lowe. So I'm going to cut you short a little bit. Apologize for that. But, John, you
all
got
right,
the floor.
All
right. One thing I would like to say is this right here. Let this be a to be continued. Let's pick this up next week. You know, if y'all can get a chance.
Every Sunday at what
call,
time?
At 4 o'clock. Every Sunday at 4 o'clock. We come in.
And that is
every
California time?
No,
California time
is 1 o'clock. Yeah. Thank you. California time. Okay, yeah. And like I say, you know, this is what we need for the show to get a topic where everybody can present something, to bring something to the table, some encouragement to people out here, their experience in life. See, somebody break down could be somebody break through. And I like to surround myself by a great some great guys, and y'all sound to be like some great guys. We need to, you know, to collaborate together more often to get the word out there to help these people and to reach them, especially the kids. That's what
I think we could call it most valuable team. The world, needs to unite. Like hashtag MVT.
That's all right.
Sounds pretty good. That sounds real good. And like I say, we also got this thing called the honor roll of the students and the kids that is on honor roll. We give a shout out to them and call their names out and represent where they're from and which school they're going to. And like I said, that's what we're trying to do here. Today we just got so much going on today with so many people on the line that I'm overwhelmed.
Can I say this real quick before we run out of time? And I got to just jump in here real quick. Hey, under the sound of my voice, Heavenly Father, right now, Lord, touch each and every last one of these individuals, no matter what they're going through, their project, their situation, their brand, Lord. Let them come to Hip Hop National. Let this not be in vain, Lord. They're preaching the real word here, God. give them a discerning spirit, forgive them of their sins, anything they said, done, been displeasing in their sight. Anybody under the sound of my voice, whether it's on down low, live radio, however you're getting this message, forgive us of our sins. We forever give your name praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Well,
amen.
You don't end it with a prayer. But... Go ahead. I would like to. I hate to bring this to the end. I really hate to bring this in. I want to give all the callers a shout out, Ardell and Don and Casey, for y'all being on board today, stuff like that. But let me end with prayer because we got to do it on time. God, I would like to approach your throne and say, take us all into this storm of life and help each other where the need is greater. And so that we can learn from one another and help each other to calm the raging storms down in our life. With love, we can conquer all this. This is your son's name that I pray. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Can I add something to that real quick?
HipHopNation.com.
I apologize, my man. Go ahead.
Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Go ahead and add what you need.
Father, we come for you right now just to thank you, Lord. Thank you for every gentleman and every soul that's on the phone right now and every soul that's listening. Father, thank you for the blessings that you have prepared for us today, Lord. Father, thank you for waking us up another day. Father, thank you for joining us. Lord, we can just sit and thank you for so much. Father, you are worthy of thanks. Lord, we praise you. We honor you, Lord. And we ask you to guide our footsteps, direct our paths, keep our minds clear, and keep us focused on you, Lord. And, Father, again, we say thank you, and we love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 HipHopNation.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.